Well, Eric, the first question I have for you is, why do you think you need a tribal ethics program? What's so different about tribal ethics from all the other ethics programs that are out there?
Simply because most, in my view, most tribes don't have what I call law and order to turn to. If you live in off the reservation and you get fired unfairly, or you have a gripe against, your supervisor or whoever, you can always take them to court. You could always you could, there's always options for you to follow. And on the reservations, you don't have that option all the time. All the time, you have to depend on politics, on the tribal council or some board, and the policies and procedures are not followed. The hiring processes are never, are often unfair. So when you live in a environment of lawlessness, like I think we do, then you have to have ethics. The ethics is one way to fix that system. If we're not going to fix the system through establishing a separation of powers, and so everybody will have a due process, then the next thing to do is try to get everybody to be ethical, to stick with their word, to do what is decent, to do what is right. And in fact, that's how the Dakotas lived 150 years ago, and they didn't need any laws. They didn't need any rules. They followed those four values of courage, honesty, perseverance, and generosity, and they had a good structured society.